Okay, we're back in session. We're gonna have fun, work on our policy book, page 19.
We gonna try to get to page 20 today?
We're gonna get at least page 20, maybe 24.
All right.
Okay, the request from Michelle is, under number one, we add all part-time and regular employees.
Who work a normal schedule.
Right.
That's the important part, normal schedule.
Also, they sent a little email type thingy to Deborah and myself to, if y'all decide to go, you know, go ahead and add them or however, whatever you're gonna do, it is not retroactive. So if they come back and say, well, I worked part-time all this, da-da-da-da-da, sorry, and they wanna do this, if you change, an employee status might change. If an employee status changes from temporary to permanent benefits, to permanent or permanent to temporary, the benefits are not retroactive.
I wasn't really gonna do that.
But that way, just so everybody knows.
We do need to make part, that a part of that number one?
Yeah, benefits under this are not retroactive. Eligible benefits under this rule are not retroactive.
And that's coming down from?
TAC.
Yeah, or, Marcel, what's her name? Marcel?
Michelle.
Marcel.
She's the one.
Anything else on page 19?
I think so.
Be sure that's worded before that says, all part-time employees and regular employees, you work a normal schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might bold the normal.
That doesn't include.
Like our. Underline it, whatever.
Right. And basically, when you're saying part-time there, which they use that word and we don't, we use relief, that means that a normal schedule is, I'm gonna come in every Saturday and work this amount of hours for you and do a specific job.
Like, the only one I know of is right now that's gonna qualify for that is that city deputy that works part-time.
The fifth shift.
Every week.
But I think he's, I don't know, he's not here. I think he's been changing that person up, so I think we're still in the clear.
Okay.
Switching it around.
I'm not positive, but.
He said that we're fixing to change.
Yes. To keep us out of that category.
Okay, page 20, they recommended no changes. Does anybody have any problems following the federal guidelines on social security? Okay. Page 21. Oh, this is gonna be a request to replace the whole family medical leave with the one that they presented.
The whole thing?
Where is it?
The whole thing.
That's this back here, and they really printed it twice, did they not? Two different ways?
It's where, in the very back?
This little sheet, this little thing about packet right here?
It's half the back way.
Yeah, it's half the back.
You don't have that?
Yeah. Half of it, way on back towards the back of it.
But.
There really wasn't a lot of changes to it. It was just the wording on how it was worded. And Wendy didn't put both in there. She's just gonna, we picked just the, I guess that was the shortest one, wasn't it? That you picked?
I didn't really notice it till I started reading it and typing it, so I just finished the one that I started on first.
The long one?
It was the first one, right?
Okay.
But there really weren't a lot of, there weren't changes to it. Most of it just had, when you added Clay County.
No.
I don't think you had to do anything but go back in there and put Clay County.
That's it.
And then on one of them, she did have to put in there, more information, contact the county treasurer. She had to put that in there.
How many pages is she talking about replacing?
Well, where we only have like one, two, three, four.
About six.
Five, We have about 5 pages.
It goes all the way to what page?
It goes all the way to...
25?
Yes.
And 25, yeah.
She had 1,
7, 2, I think.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about 10 and a half pages she had to...
Yeah, but...
The wording.
But the 7, the first 7 is what we're using, I think, isn't it?
No, she'd already started typing this.
Did you use this one also?
I used the one that...
This one.
That was stuck in there.
This was also in there.
Let me go print it.
I think this is the one you did, Wendy, because this is the one I marked on. Because they had misspelled the qualifying... That one, and then we added in county treasurer.
Yes, the first one.
And we did this right here, and this one. So is that, see, this was my last one on my page. It was the last one.
Okay, yeah, it's
okay. We're on the family medical leave act. Well, Wendy had already started typing. I think she started typing the long one.
Yeah, she did the full long one, I think. Mm-hmm.
So what are you saying? Part of this back here is not? Is not what we're going to
have one in our...
Okay. Well, she had 2, and I think she started putting in the long one, and so she just... stayed with the long one, and there wasn't anything that much different from what we had here. It was just more drawn out, more explanatory, I guess. And then, like I said, the contact information, Clay County, and then the county treasurer, and then...
There's a deal there about if you own unpaid leave, you have to pay your premium.
Through personal payment to the county treasurer's office, we added that. And now at the very bottom of that page, whenever possible, request for FMLA leave should be submitted to your immediate supervisor. And the next page, we added county treasurer. I think that was about the only exceptions we had to make.
So the county doesn't keep paying your insurance?
What? Not if you're on FMLA.
If you've already, yeah. And if you want to continue it, then you have to pay with a personal check to the county treasurer's office. Hmm. It's paid up until a certain time when you get exceeded all your other... Mm-hmm.
Okay. You brought a copy, did you?
Oh, she needs it.
Yeah, she needs that, yeah. I've got a copy of it, Sasha.
So I don't, just keep
yeah,
this
Yeah, just keep that one.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
And I've also got Sasha. A retainer agreement that I've got to send them. When I get it filled out, I'll get you a copy of it.
Okay, can I go ahead and get a copy now and then I'll just redo it whenever you get it. That's a good one.
Can you email Jim Ellison?
I can. What you need?
Ask him if we can get some clarification on this.
It's just spread out.
Grant funds.
The funding, how we will...
I will try to call and talk to him through the emailing, but one way or the other.
I really want to put that... You know what I want to do.
You want it in writing, yeah.
No, I want the money to come back and go back into my line in my budget.
It's not going to do that, I don't think.
Woody said he thought it could.
It can if you do an amendment, budget amendment. But the budget amendment, Wichita County handles budget amendments differently than we do.
Okay.
with calling Montague County to move money anytime they need to move it. And call it an emergency.
And we can't do it, they do it, but we can't?
We don't.
We don't?
We haven't ever tested that law.
What about, how do they know? You mentioned possibly our county going to 400,000 or 500,000. I mean, instead of 350 right now, going to 400,000 or 500,000. How do they know we ain't got that far along in the process?
You don't know, all I'm looking at is the counties that are putting on this, sir, that it's too much paperwork, we're not gonna do it.
In other words, you've already seen some.
I'm just kinda estimating, and it's a wild estimate.
Well, I can see that, 'cause some of them's already said no.
No way. And a couple of them had said no way to start with, they're changing their minds, so.
Well, grants in, grants out, so I can put the money back in there either.
Yeah, it won't put it into your deal, but it'll put it into grants in. See, every time it comes back, it'll add back to grants in.
That's likely to help me.
Yeah, it will.
Won't come out of your money, John. It won't come out of your money.
All you have to pay is the 20% out of your funds.
No.
The rest will come out of grants in, grants out.
We got to pay the total bill and then send the bill to them.
But we can pay it out of grants in, grants out. 80% of it and 20% out of yours.
Okay, I got, I understand that.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
That sounds.
That'll work. And it's legal, but I'll have.
Okay, thank you.
I'll talk to him and verify for sure, but I know it will work.
That will work.
We'll just have to pass an order through court, that's the way we're gonna pay these bills for the grant.
Sounds fine to me.
Okay.
Because see, there's happens a lot better. Certification.
So there's not as money in grants in, grants out to do that, probably.
There will be, because every time you get a payment back in, grants in, grants out, it makes money available to go out again.
Okay.
She was worried about if there wasn't but $150,000 or $200,000 in there. But as long as you don't spend it all in 1 month, if the money comes back in, it's available to go out again.
Yeah.
So how they gonna do the bookkeeping on that, if he and I are both paying out of that?
It's gonna be a little bit of a problem.
This is the one that's in there.
Okay.
It's in where?
Well, she's retyping the manual, that's what she.
Oh, that's what you've already done.
That's what she's replaced with this right here, where it says replace.
Yeah.
And then we can go over the page.
AJ, do you have a copy of?
26.
Well, I think I probably should have went out.
There it is, right there, for.
This is what we're gonna replace?
Yeah, that's what we're replacing it with.
You need this one, don't you?
I've got one here, just like it.
Okay.
Hadn't got the blanks filled in, but same difference.
Yeah, 'cause that's just retyped and put in there, so I've got it saved in there.
Okay. Anybody got any problems with changing this as the way it's suggested?
Nope.
I thought somebody had a problem, so Wendy could retype it all again.
Sherry went over it several times.
And this.
I will make this statement. Wendy and Ramona have gone over a bunch of this, and if Wendy's had time, she's tight.
It's all.
But she's gone over it with you for the fill-ins and stuff.
And this, Ramona goes from page 21 to page 25.
Yeah, through 25.
Through 25, those ones will be pulled out and just put in.
Yes.
Okay.
We're up to page 26 now.
Oh, I'm moving along here.
And the recommendation I'm making on that one, on number 8 down there, where it says human resource, Deborah Alexander's contacting you, she is not human resource, so that needs to be changed to county treasurer. Unless you wanted to say somebody else, and it's not me.
Well, we could always give it to Sasha, yeah.
I'm not any of them.
County treasurer.
Sasha.
No. I'll will change my name.
Well, that could be kind of hard, yeah.
What's that?
I guess you could hold a check to tell them they got to fill that out.
No, you can't hold checks.
Well, some people just say, well, I ain't filling out nothing for you, I'm gone.
On that,
yes,
you put that we had an exit interview scheduled, they refused to fill out and sign and date it. And if they don't sign it, that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
But you've got to have, you need something in the paperwork.
Make it available.
Yes.
Or make it.
And honestly, guys, I mean, nowadays, it just doesn't hurt to have it witnessed, is all I can tell you. It could probably still be challenged, but it doesn't hurt to have it witnessed.
Yeah.
Okay, on 27, under number 3, personal use of county vehicles, equipment, supplies, tools, and any other county property shall not be permitted and may result in discipline up to and including termination. Improper use may subject you to criminal prosecution. Requested to be added from Marcel on number 3.
That does need to be in there. That's part of why we didn't get a prosecution on the other before, is because we didn't have a policy.
Well, is that into the lawn mower business?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Okay, down at the bottom. Accidents, they're requesting be moved up to number 8 instead of at number 9 where it's shown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would just reset again.
That's what I would say. Okay, on number 28, internet usage. They're requesting this to be a separate policy.
And there again, let me tell you, I haven't read this right out or whatever. I will tell you this. Most elected officials can have their own policies regarding the use or access to internet. I'm going to use, for example, DPS. They have to be able to access YouTube. They have to be able to access some other something or whatever that allows them to put those thumbnails in, thumb drives in there to send to the state, and it goes through YouTube. I'm not familiar with any of those. I don't know what that means or whatever. But they have to. So you can't set a policy except for
Maribel's office has to have.
Yes, Maribel's is the same way. And I'm sure she's fixing to have to be, since her access is going to be for the public to be able to get online and view.
Yeah, when they blocked all that firewall stuff, it messed up. We couldn't send our criminal reports.
And another problem we had with Net Essentials yet again was Sasha called to get her password because Net Essentials has those passwords. Well, they wanted to charge her $57.50, and I said, they're not going to charge us for what is ours. And I told her, I said, you could be so kind and call them, or I can be not so kind and call them. And so they told her, well, they wouldn't charge her.
Finally.
Yes.
Now they had to discuss it and call me back and discuss it.
But those are ours that Net Essentials has, and we've had this problem in the past and before. And there again, the only policy basically you can set on a whole in general for the county is personal use. But then again, you have if you come in here and say you want me to Google something, and maybe somebody else may construe that as personal. You can't, I know this sounds horrible, and I hate that takes running. You can't tell me that I have violated a law when I have used Google to access information, because that really could be considered personal use, even though you're looking up what year so-and-so was made, or what year, just anything that you can Google or whatever, you know. The only thing that you basically can't use it for would be like your personal emails, your
Facebooking?
Well, no, if you're elected, if your office holder doesn't mind that you have, what's it called?
I have a county clerk Facebook page.
Yes, but what's it called? Social media, that's called social media. If your elected official says that's okay, then you can't override a policy for the county that says no internet access for like that is acceptable. But as far as like personal emails or anything, if you get a personal email here, it is now public record. No ands, ifs, or buts.
That's what I started to say. I can't believe that anybody that reads the newspaper would use this for any personal reason.
Right.
It's public record when you
do. Right. Once it comes through here, it is, I don't care if it's your dog died and we're fixing to bury it, it is now a public record. But as far as policy goes, I know a lot of the places that have IT departments, they have to go and get approval from the IT department for certain access. We don't have a county large enough. The same with the sheriff's department. He has to be able to access, and he also has to be able to access social media wise, because he may be looking into a case, and if he has access through all those ones, Instagram, I don't know what all those are because I don't have them. You can't limit his access to those because it's something that he can use in his office. Now, with that being said, I mean, this that we have and she's wanting us to replace and make it a separate policy, I really don't understand. I wasn't here with her. I can understand the downloading of technology. I shouldn't be able to bring my QuickBooks up here and download it on my county computer and do my paperwork for my personal gain. You can limit that. Well, it already says that, using internet access for commercial gain. Using internet access for recreation, such as playing games. Transmission of confidential information that is prohibited by state law. I really didn't see anything wrong with the way y'all already have it set up, because you can't go in there and tell Maribel she can't have access. You can't tell the DPS they can't have, you know, you can't tell those offices they can't have that access when it's part of what their job responsibility is.
Well, where is the recommendation in her stuff? Is,
I don't.
She don't.
I don't know.
I don't think she sent a recommendation on this.
She just said common sense on the internet.
I think so. She just said make separate and replace it. I don't know anywhere.
I don't think she sent a.
I didn't see anything, but
I think what she's talking about is make a separate policy on internet use and then the cell phone use.
In other words, break up each one of them.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, just break them up instead of putting them under.
Together. Maybe that was it, because I didn't find anything else.
Well, it was a policy on county property. And see, this is number 10 under that. She's saying make it number 1 under internet usage. Just put it
1, 2, 3. See, she has social media here.
Well, see, the next page is 13, 14, and 15 is cell phone usage policy.
And yeah, and they should be 1, 2, 3 under cell phone.
Well, in this little group here, she has social media. But what it says here is for the purposes of this policy, social media includes, but is not limited to, online forums, blogs, and social networks. Well, you still can't tell Sasha that she can't have a county clerk's page if that's what you're calling a blog. But I don't know what, I mean, because it's not a blog.
No.
It's informational. It says such as Twitter, Facebook, link something, YouTube, and MySpace. There again, Kenny and them have to have Facebook and MySpace. I don't know about that LinkedIn. But DPS has to have YouTube. I mean, I don't know if those larger counties have, like I said, they have IT departments. And even at the hospital over here, they have IT department. Well, certain departments don't have access to those, but those aren't elected officials' departments. Those are employees of the county hospital. You can't tell an elected official they can't have access to those when it's part of their process.
I think, as far as I'm concerned, our policies are good. Just change 10, 11, and 12 to 1, 2, and 3 and make a heading at the top, internet usage.
Okay.
The same thing with the next page, right?
Phones.
For cell phone usage, yeah.
Have we already gone over this?
And see, even on that bottom one of this internet where it says checking investments such as retirement plans or stocks.
We may have discussed it a little bit.
You're still, that's a personal gain. If you look at it and they're saying you can't use it for personal gain, well, we all have access to the retirement system.
And we should.
Yeah, absolutely. Because what if you don't have access at home to be able to check, and you're not gonna go in there and run in there to Deborah and ask her to stop what she's doing to look up your retirement?
That's part of the kind of business, my opinion. Kind of get into it.
And then the same.
Anything, like I say, just break it up.
Okay, just say 1, 2, and 3, and then this, the one on the cell phone is 1, 2, and 3?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you, okay, go over it again, just for me. 11.
10, 11, and 12 will be.
1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3.
And at the top will be internet usage.
And then the next page, 13, 14, and 15 will be 1, 2, and 3 on the cell phone policy.
We can leave our cell phone policy as it is or change it to theirs.
What was their cell phone policy?
Oh, it's quite a bit longer than ours. It's got a deal in there about.
The longer you make it, the least they're going to read it.
Yeah, they're going to read it anyway.
No.
County employees, one part, are driving their own personal vehicles and are also banned from texting while driving on county business. Federal law prohibits any CDL driver operating a vehicle over 10,000 pounds from texting.
We probably do need to put something in there about texting.
I want to see if text going down the road with one of our big trucks on 148.
Have you not seen some of these women that can put on makeup and text and everything at the same time?
I can't drink a cold drink going down the road.
You might one of these days.
You might do it.
Of course, that's how that got.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to putting that texting part of it in there.
No texting allowed.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Well, John says he didn't think so. Because
well, you're not driving, darling.
No, I'm driving. Okay. It was work-related.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Clifford Swenson.
You're going to put that on number 15?
Clay County shall provide cell phone number, departments
number
that are approved
three
by Commissioner's Court.
Before adding
elected
those. These will be 1, 2, 3 cell phone policies. It'll be number 4.
Number 4 is going to be no texting while driving.
County vehicle.
County vehicles. I mean, is that what y'all?
Yes.
No texting.
Will be allowed while driving county vehicles.
There's already a federal law against trucks. What are you driving for?
And the only one that'll affect, or possibly affect, to my knowledge, besides commissioners, would be the sheriff's department.
Well, I do see them already pulled over to the side of the road.
I think they have a policy.
Even on phone calls, I see them pull over to the side of the road.
In his manual.
Some of us
And I have seen
multitask enough to text and drive down the road.
That's right. That would be me.
I can't do it.
I have the little speaker phone thingy or whatever, but I have to go to find the little speaker.
That's just as bad as texting.
Right.
My wife's got a new phone and she can punch a button on the phone and talk to it, and it takes 4.
Yeah, that's what mine does.
Oh, it does?
But you got to find that little button.
She still has to find the button.
You got to call
when you're blind like I am, you got to find that little microphone.
You got to call Carmen or whatever her name is.
Huh?
Huh?
Like Siri.
Siri. Yeah,
Siri.
Oh.
That lady asked me if I wanted Siri, a new phone with Siri. I said, hey, I got enough women to tell me what to do. I don't need one.
Have you ever used it, John?
Uh-uh.
I was going to say, as slow as you talk, you'd probably say, come on, hurry up.
Do what? Do what?
Well, and the thing about it is, too, is you can be talking to it, and I guess with our draw or something, you can be saying something, and it texts something else, and if you don't check it before you send it, the people on the other side are going like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know. What did I say?
Yes, she sent a text to my daughter, and she called her, she said, what are you talking about? I don't understand this.
Okay.
Now, is that official? No texting allowed while operating on county vehicle?
Yes. Our equipment.
What do we need to do?
Put our equipment.
Our equipment, okay.
That'll take care of your maintainer operator.
Right. So, to make that official, do we need a motion to put that in these minutes?
No, we're doing this and we're going to do one approval at the end.
All of it, okay.
We're just making changes right now, and then officially when we get through, we'll do it. We put our equipment after, okay.
And we're going to have a table of contents on the new one, too.
We hope.
We are.
Oh, okay.
We already have one. It just needs to be
updated a little bit.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're way ahead of that.
We're on page 30. And the request is that they add, and these actions may have criminal consequences for employees, under number 2.
You mean we can't advertise cars on TV or anything like that? Just a question.
I see no problem with any of these. Do we have everybody in agreement to that change and go on?
Okay.
Page 31.
The one thing I can see in that one under number 1 is to bold their personal time.
I agree. Absolutely.
Okay, anything else?
Refactoring, I did good.
Using equipment, I'm probably every time. Number C needs to really be paid attention to. Use any equipment, property, or material owned by the county for political activity or engage in political activity while on duty for the county.
Is that in the way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
32, safety.
Okay, Deborah asked at one point that after number 4, employees seeing unsafe working conditions shall either take steps to correct those conditions or report the unsafe conditions to the department head. Then she wanted to go further and say the department head should make note of the disciplinary action taken, and both should sign and place in the employee's file.
If an employee doesn't reveal a possible...
No, the ones that are reported doing something unsafe should be signed out.
An employee seeing unsafe working conditions shall take the steps to correct those conditions or report the unsafe conditions to the department head. The department head should make... What I'm saying, Deborah needs added. The department head should make a note of the disciplinary action taken, and both the person that saw it and the department head should sign it, and it should be placed in the employee's file.
Okay. Okay, let's call it quitting time. If everybody's through with 32, yeah, that's why I thought it was a good time to quit. Before it got carried away on page 33.
That's it.
Turn out the lights, pretty simple.
Are you gonna say the magic word about adjourn?
We are adjourned.
Are you adjourned since you're staying in session?
No, we are staying in session.
We're not adjourned.
Don't be adjourned since you're staying in session.
Going into leave till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who put this in?